KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 56 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Overall today, we are going to be looking for sunny skies with possibly an isolated shower or storm, as we'll look for a high in the upper 80s and light northeast winds. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. News this morning is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services or call 712-764-6000. An electrical failure in the Crawford County city of Chiron Monday afternoon shut down a pumping station releasing partially treated wastewater to East Otter Creek. The city expects power to be restored this morning, allowing complete wastewater treatment to resume. City consultants are taking water samples to test for bacteria and other pollutants. Residents should keep children and pets from playing in or around the creek until about 48 hours after the treatment is restored, which would be about tomorrow morning. The DNR will continue to monitor that situation. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Atlantic Airport Commission will have a regularly scheduled meeting this morning at the airport terminal. An older business that the commission will address this morning is an update on the Fly Iowa Air Show, which is coming to the Atlantic Airport in September. New business on the agenda includes an update on the parallel taxiway grading project. Final plans on that project will be presented, as well as more details about specifications, bid documents, and opinion of probable construction costs for that project. A resolution will also be made, which will set a bidding date, and also a public hearing on that matter will have to be held as well. They'll also have general airport discussion during the meeting of the Atlantic Airport Commission. That will be at 9 o'clock this morning at the Atlantic Airport Terminal. The Atlantic School Board will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening. Consent agenda items for tonight includes a report from Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein, approval of contracts and or letters of assignment, approval of amended contracts and or letters of assignment, approval of volunteer coaches, and approval of resignations. Other action items on the agenda tonight for the Atlantic School Board includes the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to access to student records, the first reading of an ordinance about internet usage policy, approval of the lease for the portable classroom to be used at Washington Elementary, and approval of the purchase of Healthy Choices vending machines for food service. The meeting of the Atlantic School Board begins tonight at 7:30 at the Atlantic High School Media Center. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a Nebraska man was arrested Sunday on drug charges. 19-year-old Brian Adam Meidel of Bellevue, Nebraska, was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of alcohol underage, and interference with official acts. Meidel was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on $1,600 bond. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Kane Daniel Buchanan of Griswold was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Buchanan was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on July 4th, 23-year-old Nicholas Keith Shealy of Maple Plain, Minnesota, was arrested by Cass County deputies on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Shealy was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was later released on $1,000 bond. Last week's 100-degree heat and no rainfall took a toll on Iowa's corn crop. A U.S. Department of Agriculture report rates just 46% of Iowa's corn in good to excellent condition. That compares to 62% a week ago and 82% just 1 year ago at this time. Don Ellsburn planted about 1,000 acres of corn this year on his farm located near Pottsville in far northeast Iowa.
We haven't had rain at my house since It was either the 23rd or 24th of June, I can't remember which, but we were, you know, dry before that already, and, you know, that rain certainly was welcome, but it only lasts so long.
The USDA rates 18% of Iowa's corn crop as being in poor or very poor condition. Many farmers are comparing this year's situation to 1988, the year of Iowa's last major drought. Although cooler conditions are in the forecast this week, there is only one cure for nursing Iowa's corn back to health.
We still are going to have rain. Without any rain, we won't get any crop. So, you know, at this point with cooler weather, if we could get cloudy conditions, anything that would help slow us down until the rain does come would be beneficial.
Iowa led the nation last year in corn yield, producing 172 bushels per acre. It's unlikely the state can match that total this year.
If we don't pick up some rain, we've only got one direction to go, and that's lower yield.
That's Julius Schaff, who farms in the opposite corner of the state with 3,500 acres in Fremont County in southwest Iowa. State regulators are accepting applications for a land-based casino in Woodbury County. The Sioux City Journal says the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission posted the paperwork on its website last week. The commission is expected to talk about the process at Thursday's meeting in Des Moines. The board voted last month to allow other operators to submit applications after the two partners in the Sioux City Riverboat Casino could not agree on a new contract. The next day, Penn National accepted a previous offer from nonprofit partner Missouri River Historical Development to extend the current agreement until 2015. And State Auditor David DeVaught says the state's 2013 budget uses $71 million from one-time sources, better than the 2011 budget when the state spent nearly $700 million from federal stimulus programs and other non-recurring revenue sources like trust funds. Still, the state spends $161 million more than it brings in through ongoing revenue like tax receipts. Vaught says it shows budgeting progress that's being made, but he says there's still room for improvement in Iowa's budget. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcement, 65-year-old Beverly Mendenhall of Atlantic died on Friday at the Iowa Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Beverly Mendenhall will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 83-year-old Donald Montgomery of Greenfield died on Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Donald Montgomery will be held this morning at 10:30 at Iowa United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 92-year-old Harold W. Klein Paste of Harlan died on June 9th at Elm Crest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Harold Klein Paste will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Frederick William Coley of Exira and formerly from Macedonia died on Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Frederick Coley will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Broadway Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died on Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Betty Thomas will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died on Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military graveside service for Dale Hurst will be held tomorrow at 12:30 at Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Gracine Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died on Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service for Gracine Elizabeth Rummel will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And 67-year-old Marcella McWilson of Greenfield died on Thursday at Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news this morning on KJAN brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Brett Schotzen reporting for KJAN News.